next on the 5 o'clock report.
Nobody out there has any experience doing hurricanes and pandemics together.
There's only 2 days notification. Most have a week.
Masks, crowds, distance, washing hands.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sarah Harnish in for Bill Price, and this is the 5 o'clock report. It is a 1-2 punch for Florida as the state records another record daily coronavirus death total. They're also bracing for a hurricane aimed right at them.
Anyone along the east coast of Florida, especially from the Palm Beaches northward, should prepare for the possibility of a hurricane arriving on Saturday and into Sunday. The National Hurricane Center, as a result, has issued hurricane watches from Palm Beach County northward to the Space Coast.
Pause the pandemic, deal with the hurricane, then back to the pandemic.
Many testing sites have shut down, and concern is growing over how Hurricane Isaias will affect hospitals this weekend, especially in hard-hit Miami-Dade.
If it's a big storm and you have sick people or injured people, we will have an issue where to actually put all these patients.
For the third day in a row, Florida shattered its record for coronavirus deaths in a single day.
96 days to the November election, and President Trump just landed in Florida to discuss the coronavirus pandemic and the approaching hurricane. His plane touched down in Bel Air, Florida, about 30 minutes ago, and he's already seated at a round table set to start in moments. The president getting live updates as the latest track has Hurricane Isaias hitting the Sunshine State sometime in the next 48 hours, and then slamming into South and North Carolina as it works its way up the coast. Here's Florida Emergency Management Director Jared Moskowitz.
Nobody out there has any experience doing hurricanes and pandemics together. And we've been preparing this now for several months, fine-tuning everything, making sure, obviously, that we provide the tools necessary for our local folks who make these decisions. But there's no doubt evacuations may be done differently.
The storm currently a Category 1, but it is expected to strengthen as it leaves Puerto Rico and heads out over warm water.
The problem with this storm is there's only 2 days notification. Most have a week.
Right now, we're taking seriously. We're just going to be ready for, like, food in the house and water.
Hurricane season officially starts at midnight tonight. One meteorologist said we've had 75% of the named storms in a typical season happen already, and the season is still 7 hours from starting. Back in Washington, D.C., Congress got a COVID update today. Dr. Anthony Fauci made a return to Capitol Hill with members of the White House task force to testify before a House panel.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, stressed the need for all Americans to help stop the spread of the coronavirus.
We could do a really good job of controlling it if we paid attention to 5 fundamental principles, one of which is what we're doing here.
Right.
With masks, crowds, distance, bars, washing hands.
Fauci's testimony comes as House lawmakers continue to examine the need for a national plan to contain the outbreak.
I'm calling for the administration to finally give America a comprehensive national plan.
On Thursday, President Trump and Dr. Fauci appeared together for the first time in months at the Red Cross in Washington.
This just in, a federal appeals court has overturned the Boston Marathon bomber's death sentence. Joker Zarnayev's attorneys argued the media coverage made it impossible for him to have a fair trial. The court said it made its decision by 2 errors made by a lower court judge. There are new concerns about the accuracy of the 2020 census.
The Census Bureau has decided to end in-person interviews a month early, September 30th rather than October 31st. Congressional Democrats say the White House is pressuring the agency to finish counting as soon as possible for political gain. Some census supervisors say they fear a massive undercount. 40% of U.S. households still haven't responded to the 2020 census.
Today's baseball game between St. Louis and Milwaukee has been postponed after 2 members of the Cardinals tested positive for the virus. 2 other games scheduled for today involving the Marlins, Nationals, Blue Jays, and Phillies had already been postponed. When was your last checkup at the dentist? New data from the American Dental Association and the CDC shows fewer people are going to essential appointments and kids are missing critical 6-month dental appointments.
All right, I got my 3 girls here. We're ready for our checkup.
The CDC has a message for you. It is safe to go back. What can you expect? Most offices cleaning surfaces hourly, cutting magazines in the waiting room, and only allowing allowing two families in at a time. To choir or not to choir, how modern is your church worship session? America's not the only place that struggles with squabbles over worship styles.
Sarah Britton, Sheffield Cathedral has had a choir for over 400 years, but now the congregation is shutting it down in favor of what they call a more inclusive worship team. The move is not going over very well. Critics of the decision, which will cost the jobs and scholarships of nearly 30 people, say they're prepared to go to court to keep the choir. They insist cathedral leaders could easily mix in a worship team or other types of music without killing off the choir. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. In New York, the State Education Department granting extended time for school districts to submit their academic reopening plans. Deputy Commissioner Kimberly Young-Wilkins has offered local education agencies that need additional time to craft education plans a one-week extension. High school sports will look a lot different in Pennsylvania this fall. No fans in the stands, but the games will go on. The PIAA put out new guidelines. Ron Insinger is the athletic director at the Loyal Sock Area High School.
Schools may start on August 10th, and the first game would be in August.
Justin Van Fleet is the head football coach there. He says the student athletes have followed the rules the whole summer and stayed safe.
They come in with masks, socially distanced. We do a temperature scan. We ask a series of questions, which is expanded as time's gone on, as new processes and procedures have come in place.
Student athletes have been working diligently all summer under the guidelines, and they're ready to play some games and have fun.
But fans and parents won't be allowed to attend the games.
I don't think they'll play as hard. You know yourself, when you're doing something good and you're getting applause for it, that's going to make you excited and do more.
If a student contracts COVID-19, the entire sports team must quarantine at home for 2 weeks. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf wants a state house to censure Republican Representative Russ Diamond for what he said on social media. Family Life's Bob Price reports.
Yeah, the Lebanon County Republican says people who are not wearing masks are being targeted and harassed in Pennsylvania. He also said the state is overreaching in its response to COVID-19. Governor Wolf says Diamond is spreading misinformation and calls his criticism a thinly veiled attack against Pennsylvania's health secretary, Dr. Rachel Levine, who is transgender. Diamond has called on Wolf and Levine to resign for their management of the pandemic in Pennsylvania. Bob Price, Family Life News.
And there's a new program in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania that gives fresh fruits and veggies to kids for free.
We're going to have produce, a fruit, and a vegetable for everybody. So you could just show up and you'll get a bag that has at least one fruit and one vegetable in it to take away.
It's offered by the YMCA. Each Friday through August 15th, you can drive up to one of seven locations from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Let your kids play at the park and then pick up the best snack they can eat, God's Fast Food. The goal is to get kids off video games, out of the house playing at parks, and eating fresh produce.
For me, the biggest deal is how can I tell as many people as possible? We're hoping that we see lots of people at the parks.
The program runs at seven different parks across Wilkes-Barre, including the Y. Let's get a check now of your weather forecast with our man in the know, Kevin Williams.
Good afternoon. Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We head into the weekend with some pretty fine weather overall. Your Friday night and your Saturday look generally fair and pleasant. But a vigorous disturbance will bring in some showers and thunderstorms to parts of the area Saturday night into Sunday. So Saturday is the big day for those outdoor plans. Meanwhile, Hurricane Isaias continues to bear watching as it moves toward the southern Bahamas and the east coast of Florida and perhaps up the eastern seaboard over the days ahead. We'll watch that closely. But for this afternoon, nice by and large, sunshine, clouds, an isolated shower and thunderstorm in parts of central and eastern Pennsylvania, high in the lower 80s. But today, partly cloudy to clear, a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high temperatures, low 80s, and then rather cloudy tomorrow night and Sunday with showers and thunderstorms moving into the area. There could be some hefty rains in northwest Pennsylvania and far western New York. High temperatures Sunday in the low to mid 80s.
All right, we'll take it, Kevin. Better than 100 degrees with that heat index. Next at 5, this week's staycation destination takes us to Letchworth State Park in western New York with environmental educator Elijah Kruger.
Elijah, Letchworth State Park is a destination that offers plenty of commanding views. Would you briefly tell us about the types of trails that Letchworth offers to visitors?
By far the most popular trail in the park is the Gorge Trail. It'll be trail number one on a park map. The Gorge Trail offers wonderful views of the gorge. It walks you by all three of the major waterfalls in the park. Anyone that's just got a little bit of time to spend in the park, that's always where we send them to get the best experience in a short amount of time. But we've got 70 miles or more of trail total in the park.
What other sorts of activities can guests join in at Letchworth State Park?
We really are a four-season park. In spring and summer, folks can bring a kayak and go down the Genesee River themselves or do some whitewater rafting. There's fishing available. Even in the wintertime, there's plenty to do. We've got an extensive cross-country ski and snowshoe trail system, and we also allow snowmobiling.
And is there a pool as well?
Yep, there's an Olympic-sized swimming pool. It's got a designated diving well at the north end of the park, which is by the Mount Morris entrance.
There are several entrance ways to the park. Would you tell us something distinct about the main ones?
Yeah, there are five entrances total into Letchworth State Park. The Castile and Portageville entrances would both get you into the sort of southwest corner, what we refer to as the heart of the park. And either entrance gives you quick access to the Humphrey Nature Center, the Glen Iris Inn, the William Pryor Letchworth Museum, the Gorge Trail, and all three of the big waterfalls in the park.
And that's the area where the park really started because it was originally a private home.
Yes, William Pryor Letchworth donated his land in the early 1900s. Originally, it was his 1,000-acre estate that he donated to the state of New York to be kept as public parkland. And that 1,000 acres included the three major waterfalls, what we call Upper Falls, Middle Falls, and Lower Falls.
Elijah, I know there's some structures there that were built by members of the Civilian Conservation Corps back in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah, there were actually a total of four Civilian Conservation Corps, or CCC, camps here in the park. They were doing work here in the park between 1933 and 1941, and they were responsible for building a lot of the picnic shelters. There are some really neat stone-top picnic tables, lots and lots of stone walls, and the cabins they built here in the park for us, as well as the Lower Falls Footbridge Trail, which spans the Genesee River. There are some camp remnants still available. What's kind of interesting, of course, the CCC program ended essentially when the U.S. entered World War II. So one of the CCC camps here in Letchworth, the Lower Falls camp, was actually converted to a German prisoner of war camp. And when you go down and visit the area, there's an interpretive sign that tells you all about that kind of history, and actually laid out in the field are lettered blocks where you can kind of map together for yourself how that camp would have been laid out.
Wow, I had no idea. Thank you for uncovering that for us. Elijah, Letchworth has been called the Grand Canyon of the East and was recently named this year's top state park in America. Letchworth actually was given a 10 out of 10 for wildlife. What kind of animals can be seen regularly in the woods of Letchworth?
Each spring and summer, we can have at least 120 or so different kinds of birds that may be nesting in the park. Bald eagle sightings are not uncommon. In the woods, we've got lots of deer. There are red fox. There's the occasional black bear sighting by some of our visitors. But we also have put out some trail cameras into some of the deeper woods in the park where visitors typically don't explore out to. And we've captured some really neat photos and videos of some of the less commonly seen animals in the woods, like bobcat and coyote and fisher, which is an elusive member of the weasel family.
Yeah, and some of those are nicer to watch on video than up close and personal. Wow. Is there a cost to get into the park in general?
During our busy season, typically spring through autumn, there is a $10 entrance fee. That's actually per vehicle, so a whole family in the minivan, it's only $10 for the vehicle.
That's Elijah Kruger with Letchworth State Park. You can catch up on this feature at the Family Life's News feature button at fln.org/podcasts.
Here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. Today's question isn't unique, but it can be dangerous. Would it be okay to use a home equity loan for a vacation as long as we pay it off in 4 months?
Well, my advice is to never use a home equity loan for a vacation. Instead, plan ahead and save so that you can pay cash for your vacation. You don't want to develop the mindset and habit of borrowing money for anything like this. God told us in Proverbs 22, verse 7, the borrower is slave to the lender. So make the commitment to work toward being completely out of debt and staying completely out of debt. Pray with your wife about some creative vacation options, and then give God a chance to answer your prayers.
Your money and your life belong to God. Learn to manage them both well when you visit moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
You are listening to the 5 o'clock report. I'm Sarah Harnish, in for Bill Price. And let's get a check of sports now with our own Sonny Delphiette.
Thank you, Sarah. In baseball news, St. Louis Cardinals players, too, have tested positive for the coronavirus, prompting Major League Baseball to cancel their game against the Brewers today. The team being quarantined at their hotel in Milwaukee. The infected Marlins, meanwhile, have finally left Philadelphia, traveling on a sleeper bus back to Miami, where they'll remain together in quarantine. The trip expected to take 18 hours, or heading toward that storm, and 18 Marlins players have been infected with COVID-19. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delphiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We're going to start the weekend on a nice note thanks to friendly high pressure that spells starry skies tonight and some sunshine tomorrow. But a vigorous disturbance and humid air will arrive with some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night and Sunday. Sunday isn't necessarily a washout, but Saturday is the better day for your outdoor plans. The call for tonight, clear to partly cloudy and pleasant. The low, mostly low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some clouds, high temperatures in the lower 80s. The showers and thunderstorms reach western Pennsylvania by day's end. It'll be mostly cloudy, humid Saturday night and Sunday with some showers and thunderstorms. High temperature Sunday in the 80s.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Finally, at 5, it was the surprise of all surprises last night. Police officer Edgar Molina has been home with his three kids, all under age 5, for half a year. His wife serving with the Air Force in Iraq. He thought she was coming home in 3 days, but she made it home sooner and didn't tell him. Molina was doing a police press conference last night.
Hi, everyone. I'm Officer Edgar Molina. I'm with the Crime Prevention Unit, and we're here to tell you about National Night Out.
And that's when she walked in the door right in front of the cameras and snuck in behind him without him knowing. He says it was odd that she didn't respond to him when he contacted her the past couple of days.
For the past few days, I've been trying to get a hold of her and say, hey, what's your status? What's going on? I get so frustrated. It's like, oh, man, she's not likely to do that.
During their 15-year marriage, both of them have served in the military. Molina's wife had to enlist the help of his police department and the local press to pull the surprise off. And that is the world that we live in on this, the last day of July. I'm Sarah Harnish, and this is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.